This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. We discussed planting bare root trees and shrubs last week. Today, we'll talk about planting container grown. Conventional wisdom was to plant at the same depth your plant came in, but studies have shown that sometimes our plants have been placed in their containers too deeply. That means you need to pull the plant out of the container and remove the soil to the trunk flare or graft. Pictures are on gardenbite.com. Experts recommend planting the trunk flare or graft about an inch above the soil surface. The primary roots, those that take up water, nutrients, and oxygen, are in the top 3 to, at most, 6 inches of soil. Anchoring roots grow much deeper. Another way to ensure great growth is to widen the circle. Rather than digging a hole twice as wide, try 3, maybe even 4 times wider. Taper the hole so the widest portion is near the top, where those primary roots will grow. Using a mallet and a dowel, punch holes in the sides of your planting site about 4 to 6 inches apart around the circle you've dug. I know, it sounds like a lot of work, but you'll be rewarded when the roots say thank you and grow into the soil more easily. This is especially true in compacted soil. Place your plant in the middle of the hole, backfill with soil, and tamp it down with your feet, a spade, and water. Water thoroughly. Place 3 to 4 inches of mulch around the new planting like a donut. Check gardenbite.com for more information. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.